Hi everyone, thanks for clicking play on our latest video in our Gold Dust series. I'm Paul Harper. Today I'm with Alan Turner, partner from KPMG. Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Paul. Now,
we're going to dig deep in and get the gold dust, the insights, your secrets. You've had a really interesting career to date. Can you talk us through how you've come through the business?
Sure. So, by way of background, I grew up on a dairy farm in the west of Scotland. So, grew up with parents running their own business and saw the importance of the chartered accountant in that relationship. So, the all-round advisor. So I studied at the University of Strathclyde, studied business law, and was pretty clear fairly early in that way through university that I wanted to do the chartered accountancy qualification. Joined a Big Four firm to train straight from university, trained in tax. Then at the end of my traineeship, I thought, well, I've got this shiny new qualification. Want to make sure that I'm testing and using as much of it as possible. So went to work for Goldman Sachs in London for a couple of years and missed the variety of tax and practice. So came back and joined KPMG in Edinburgh as an assistant manager.
And your journey has taken you from Edinburgh to Glasgow and further afield. Let's talk about that because you've been some exciting places.
Sure. So I spent the first 3 years of my career with KPMG in Edinburgh, although working across Glasgow and London as part of that. And then in 2008, got the opportunity to go and head up KPMG's UK Tax Centre of Excellence in New York. So I went over there as a new senior manager representing the UK firm with responsibility for advising all KPMG's North American clients on UK tax. So really a fantastic experience early in my career.
And probably the steepest learning curve you would ever have in your career, because at that time, of course, the financial crash took place.
Yeah, so you learn to grow up very quickly. So the first week, I remember getting a call from a partner in Houston saying, Alan, I've got a client who's a Fortune 50 company looking to enter into a highly complex transaction. And you become acutely aware of the fact that you're out there and you're having to rely on your skills that you've developed through your training.
And did you find that you somehow found an extra gear in your performance, your work levels? Everything about you went up because you were in such a competitive market?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's back to that point about being almost forced to grow up at an earlier stage and really taking stock of everything that you've learned and finding that extra gear.
And now returning to the UK, mm-hmm. You've grown your technical skills, I guess, immeasurably.
Yeah, so I was really very fortunate in that it was a strategic secondment. So I went over there as a UK specialist, got to develop my UK skills whilst on secondment, as well as how that interacted with North American, so US, Canadian, Mexican law, and come back to the UK, having built experience, built relationships with clients over there, bring that back to the UK, and that's really transformed my career. It has been a transformatory experience, and that's really influenced the next stage of my career.
So you grew your network.
Yeah.
It's really important because we've spoken about networks on these videos in this series already.
Yeah.
Do you think that was the number one thing you brought back with you, your network that you'd created?
I think network is absolutely critical in whatever we do. And one of the best networks that we have as CAs is each other. And I would encourage anyone that is coming through the CA qualification to look around your peers and keep in touch with them, because everyone's going to go off and do different things, but whether you're working in industry, you're going to need advice at some point in the future. Whether you're an advisor, they may well turn into your clients. So to have that network around you is critically important.
Now, we talk about being a CA, being a global skill. You know, you've got these skill set that you can now take out around the world. Was travel something that you always wanted to do, and are you keen to do it again?
Yeah, so one of the key reasons for me pursuing the Chartered Accountancy qualification was because I wanted to travel, and that has absolutely been realised. The CA brand is recognised around the world and absolutely does open doors. And having had that experience of spending 2 years living and working in the US, it has meant that in the 7 years that I've been back, I travel regularly, work with a range of multinational clients, both US-based and elsewhere in the world. So it really has made my career a global career.
What kind of transferable skills do you think CAs have?
The ability to stand back, take stock and see the bigger picture is absolutely something that's instilled in us from the beginning. The way the whole training program works, so basic skills through TC, more technical skills through the TPS exams, and then the way it's all pulled together through the final exam, means that the way that we've been trained enables us to go in to any particular situation and look at it through a variety of different lenses and analyse it in that way.
You're back in Scotland now, and across Edinburgh and Glasgow, your team at KPMG Tax is around 150 number. How important is diversity inside that team?
The diversity is critically important, particularly in what we do. We are advising a range of clients across society, and it's important that we are as diverse as the clients in the society that we advise. I think there's a danger earlier in your career when you're when you first have the authority to recruit, you may be inclined to look for people that are just like you, and as you start to take on more and more responsibility and become more senior, you really do recognize the need for absolute diversity and include diversity of thought in that, and as a partner, it's often good to have a foil, so almost the anti-you.
A yin and a yang.
Exactly. I think it's critically important.
Let's talk about mentoring, because you actually would say to us more than one person you would call a mentor.
Yes, and I think mentoring's is one of those words where it means different things to different people, and I think it's important at all stages in your career, you think about what is it that you would like to be mentored around. It's helpful for there to be some purpose around it. And almost inevitably, you're not going to find everything you need in one person. So having a range of people that you, you're able to speak to and look up to, seek advice from, I think that's absolutely critical.
Can you remember the last thing you picked up the phone about?
I speak to two of my mentors I work closely with every day.
Okay.
So I was in a call with one just before coming to this filming. I think it's you don't always need that formal mentoring environments to be mentored. It can also happen in your day-to-day interactions with the person.
But you think it's really important to soak up as much as you can.
Absolutely, particularly early in your career, this stage between just qualifying and up to 5 years qualifying. Looking back in my career, it's incredible how much I learned in that period. So just through the range of different experiences that I had, and I absolutely encourage that of all of our newly qualifieds that I work with.
And are you a mentor as well?
Yes, yeah. So I'm a mentor through ICAS, and I'm also a mentor within KPMG.
Now, ICAS have a number of events through the year. We've spoken about networking already and mentoring. Do you attend those events?
Yes, so I attend a number of ICAS events, ranging from industry updates. ICAS were clearly very prominent during the Scottish Independence referendum. I sit on the tax board of ICAS, so I get to see and experience the full range of what ICAS has to offer.
In an ever-changing world, it's important to be resilient.
Yeah.
How important do you think it is?
More important than it's ever been. I think particularly in today's world where the pace of change is greater than it has ever been, the need to be resilient is absolutely critical. If you rewind, if I look back to the start of my career, I knew what I was going to have to do tomorrow, next week, next month, even next year. Your to-do list was fairly well defined. Today, with the pace of change, so be it technological change, legislative change, regulatory change, everyone has plates spinning all of the time, and you need to be able to keep them spinning without dropping anything. And our job as advisors is obviously to support our own clients to do that.
Alan, since you qualified in 2004, how much do you think ICAS has changed?
ICAS has changed dramatically in that time. So back in 2004, if we go back to that point in time, I stayed here in the UK when I qualified, but half my year had disappeared off to Australia to do their 2 or 3 years of audits. Since that point in time, though, ICAS has... We've always had members that have left Scotland and gone internationally. We now have members coming internationally and training in ICAS, and then going back and working around the world. So the global makeup of the ICAS membership is much more diverse than it's ever been. As a result of that, that makes the organisation more global.
And with the incredible leaps in technology and people watching these videos all around the world, the internet has really changed the whole game for ICAS as well, positively.
Absolutely. Digital technology enables ICAS to connect with its members in a way that it was never able to before. So it really does pull together all of the global membership and help them feel properly connected and a real global network of CAs.
If we could invent some sort of amazing time machine,
yeah,
and we go back in time to when you just come out with your CA qualification, like many watching right now who are just qualified or about to, what's that one bit of advice you'd love to give yourself?
To enjoy every experience that you're getting. The CA qualification has opened a door for you, and that door can take you in directions that you didn't even know existed, and you don't know exist at this point. So I think it's important, absolutely, to manage your own career, but enjoy, seek out the different opportunities, embrace them and enjoy them as you're going through, because it's a hugely enriching career, and the qualification allows for that.
So you're saying that makes me think that perhaps you feel that you had your eyes on the prize so much that you didn't enjoy all those moments as you went?
I think looking back, I absolutely recognise that I enjoyed it, but inevitably in the moments, you're not necessarily...
Stop for a second and look around and take in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alan, thank you so much for your time today. Folks, thank you for watching. Please make sure to favorite us, share us with your friends on social media, and come back for the next in our series of Gold Dust videos. Thanks for watching.